A father's plea.
I asked if she could please stop by when she was in town so I could see my child. I love my child.
A mother's excuse.
You were threatening to her. Were you terrified?
Yes, I was terrified.
Or was it something else?
Are you permitted to take out your children without your mother's supervision?
Yes.
Are you sure? I was a family court judge. I got the drill.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 53-year-old Timothy Bassett is suing the mother of his child, 24-year-old Liana Letourneau, for damaging his computer and for assaulting him with a flashlight.
Order. All rise. This is case number 541 on the calendar, the matter of Bassett versus Letourneau.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Mr. Bassett, the defendant is your former girlfriend, and you have a child together.
Correct.
Boy or a girl?
Boy.
How old?
16 months.
Did you and the defendant ever live together?
No, we didn't.
How long have you known her?
3.5 years.
Your complaint alleges two different incidents, sir. So what I assume is that you had an intimate but not serious relationship since you didn't live together. Is that right?
That's correct.
It is your claim that in September of last year, an incident occurred with Ms. Letourneau at your home.
Yes.
Then subsequently, an incident occurred again in your home in February of 2014. You complain of those two incidents. In the incident that occurred in September of 2013, Ms. Letourneau brought your son to your house, or was she there alone?
No, she brought my son to my house.
In September. And according to you, she did two things. She assaulted you with a...
flashlight.
Flashlight. And she took your...
iPad.
Ms. Letourneau says that she didn't assault you with the...
flashlight.
But she hit a countertop with the flashlight because you were threatening to her. That's what she says.
Correct.
And then, according to you, in the September 13 incident, you locked yourself in the bathroom and called your brothers who came to get you.
Yes, Your
right?
Honor.
Because you were terrified?
Yes, Your Honor.
Terrified?
Yes.
Were you terrified?
Yes, I was terrified.
Then we go to February. September, October, November, December, January, we go to February. That's 6 months later. And I want you to both think very hard. Between September and February, I'm going to ask each of you, how many times did you see Ms. Letourneau? No, don't answer right away because I know you weren't expecting that question. So now I want you to think. And while he's thinking, I want you to put on your thinking cap and tell me, between September and the second incident in February, how many times you saw each other?
Zero. I had...
zero. Between September and February, September 2013 and February 2014, you didn't see each other at all?
No, you're correct.
Is that correct?
No, Your Honor.
Between September and February, how many times did you see each other?
Two or three times, at least.
Where?
At his home.
Was the boy with you at all times?
Not all the time, no.
Well, what would you go over there for, Ms. Letourneau, if your son wasn't with you? To hang out with him? To spend the night with him? What would you go over there for?
To hang out. For
hang
something
out.
To do, yeah.
At any of those two or three times, were you intimate with him?
Yes.
On each of the two or three times?
No.
How many times?
Once or twice.
Don't ask me, I wasn't there. Does that jog your memory?
Yes, it jogs my memory.
Yep, just so. It jogs your memory.
Yeah. It's
I'm going to ask you the question again. Between September, the first incident where you say she clocked you with a flashlight, and February, when you invited her over, according to you, because you wanted to see your son, how many times did you see her?
Zero.
You said
zero.
It jogged your memory. You still say zero. Okay. So that we're operating from September when this happened. Now, do you have a police report
yes,
from the
I
September
do.
Incident?
from the September?
September.
No, no, I don't, Your Honor.
Do you have a medical report from the September incident?
No, I don't.
I want you to tell me your version of what happened in February. Not interested in September yet, because I may never be interested in September. I want you to tell me, how did you communicate with her after 6 months of not seeing her? And I assume not seeing the boy, is that right?
That's right.
How did you communicate with her that you wanted to see him?
We text on the telephone several times.
Well, tell me about the February date.
In February, she come over.
Tell me, she didn't just come over, you invited her over.
Well, yes, after I invited her over, she came over.
Just a second. Why, after all that time, did you invite her over?
When we were texting, I was inviting her over, too.
You mean before that?
Yes, back to September.
Okay. So in September, you invited her over?
That was my birthday. That was a surprise.
Just a second.
Okay.
Did you invite her over again in October?
Oh, yes, I've asked her. Yes.
What about November?
Yes, I asked her.
You did?
Yes.
December?
No, the relationship has fallen apart, no.
Not in December, but after she clocked you with the flashlight, you invited her over the next month and the next month.
It's the only way I could see my child.
Just a second.
Okay.
I'm just asking you a question.
Okay.
When you texted her to come over in February, do you remember what you said to her?
I asked her if she could please stop by when she was in town so I could see my child. I love my child.
Well, why don't you go to court to get visitation?
I am. I got it in the court system for custody. She's on a CHIPS program right now. That has to be cleared first.
What's a CHIPS program?
Child Protection.
So you have a case open with Child Protective Services?
Yes.
Where is the child living?
With me, at my mom's.
You live with your mother?
Yes.
Who has custody, you or your mother?
I do.
Are you required to live at your mother's house?
Yeah.
Is the child required to live at your mother's house?
Yes, both my children.
Both of your children are required to live at your mother's house, and there is no reason, the court said, why you couldn't be there too. Is that what I'm hearing?
The courts say I can live there.
But the children live with your mother.
Yeah, I live with my mom.
What do you mean, yeah?
I live with my mother, so yes, okay. They live with me.
Did you ever not live with your children?
There was times.
Did you ever not live with your children?
Yes, I.
And when you didn't live with your children, did they live with your mother?
Yes.
And then the court told you that you could go back there and live with your mother.
Yes.
I was a family court judge. I got the drill. I don't care what happened in September. Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm disabled right now.
What's the nature of your disability?
I got a crushed foot, my right foot, and I got toes amputated on my left.
What did you do before?
I was a welder throughout the United States and in Australia.
Okay. Let's get to February. She came over with the baby in February of 2014. Are you permitted unsupervised access to your children? Does the court, listen to my question very carefully, Ms. Letourneau, your mother has custody of the children. You're allowed to live in the house. Are you permitted to take out your children, either one of them, without your mother's supervision?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How are you sure?
They've told me that I can take my children.
They did tell you you could take your children. Then what would be the point of your mother having custody? You don't know. So let me understand you, Ms. Letourneau, just so that I and the courts who are eventually going to see this whole tape, despite the fact that in September 2013, according to you, you were so terrified of the plaintiff and his actions that you barricaded yourself in the bathroom and called your brothers to come and get you.
Yeah.
You took your infant son alone over to the plaintiff's house.
Yes, Your Honor.
Does that sound like good judgment to you?
No.
You want to tell me what happened when you went over there in February?
Apparently I broke a computer, which is not true. I did not break his computer.
Well, just tell me what. It's clear you both agree that you went over there in February.
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me what happened when you went over there. Who are you, by the way?
I'm her older brother, Moses.
Good. You live with the grandmother, too?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Answer my questions. I don't need to hear anything else from you. Believe me, can't you tell that I know what's going on?
I know.
Okay. You want to tell me what happened in February when you went over there with the baby? Do you remember?
No.
How did you get there?
Did you drive?
Did you take a cab? Did you take a bus? How did you get there?
I believe my mother, or he picked me up.
How did she get to your house?
Your Honor, I picked her up.
from her mother's house.
Yes, I did.
Tell me what happened in February, Mr. Bassett.
I had a really good time. I got to spend time with my son after 6 months.
And?
It was time for her to leave after 2.5 days. She asked about...
She stayed for 2.5 days?
Yes, she did, Your Honor. Yes. Well, it was very nice. I seen my child. I love my child. I do. It's in custody court right now.
That's not going to happen. So what happened?
We sat around, played cards. No. Okay, what happened?
What are you complaining about? You're complaining
about
my computer.
Yes.
She took your computer.
Yes, she did. I borrowed her my computer.
You borrowed her your computer?
Yes.
You loaned her your computer?
Okay, I loaned it to her, yeah. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I contacted her to get the computer back after I found out she was going to get a computer from some other guy. She said she was going to throw it off the bridge.
Once you give it to her, she can throw it off a bridge if she wants to.
And later today...
What were in the drums that were in the yard?
They at one time held a driveway sealer in them.
So why didn't you get rid of them instead of making the house look like
because
a junkyard?
Because I reused them.
Oh my God, when I go pick up. That's ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Timothy Bassett says the mother of his child, Leanna Letourneau, damaged his property and assaulted him with a flashlight during an argument.
Okay. When did you loan her your computer?
2.5 days after, on the 26th.
You mean she came and spent a couple of days, and when she left, you allowed her to take your computer?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Why?
We were getting along. Everything is, you know,
And then what happened?
She left. I contacted her to get the computer back after I found out she was going to get a computer from some other guy she was supposed to get
That's
a computer
why,
from.
Honey.
Quiet.
And when I asked that, I said, well, then give me back my computer. She said she was going to throw it off the bridge.
Mr. Bassett, I think you need some assistance, sir, if I believe you. You gave her the computer. You heard she was going to get a computer from another guy. You said,
no,
now give me my computer back.
I found out afterwards.
Yeah, you found... Yeah, just as that's what you said to me, sir. Once you give it to her, she can throw it off a bridge if she wants to.
I didn't give it to her. So I loaned it to her.
No.
Okay.
It's not what you said. You said you gave her the computer, but then you found out she was going to get another computer from another guy, so you said, I want my computer back.
Yeah, she had no use for it, but I had to.
By the way, did you ever replace the... Did you ever replace the iPad that you claim she stole from you in September?
No, I did not. She must have needed it more than me.
There was no iPad here.
Now you can stand up because I'm going to throw them out in a minute, but I want to find out something. Who else lives in the house with you and your mother and your sister and her two children?
My brother and my dad and me.
Who takes care of these children?
We all do.
She allowed to be out with the baby?
She is.
She is. She allowed to stay out 2.5 days with the baby?
Yes, she is.
Oh, yeah, you think so? Well, we'll get a tape over to the family court judge who's handling the child protective proceeding and see if that's supposed to happen. I don't think it's supposed to happen. Mr. Bassett, not only can I help you because you have no case, but I can't help you because you have no case and I don't want to help you. So, goodbye.
Please excuse me, Stephanie.
I love my child. I love my son very dearly. I got a court custody case going on.
I guess it's going to go to court because I don't want nothing to do with him.
I love her.
Nothing's going to happen.
Always will.
I have a lot of anger towards him.
I think we both learned something big here.
Especially the whole year since my son's been born. He's just bring hell.
I know. That future will tell.
Leave me alone forever.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jabo versus Kelly. Step forward.
Jennifer Jabo is suing her former tenants, Jim and Kimberly Kelly, for damage they caused to a rental home. The Kellys are countersuing for lost wages and harassment.
Ms. Jabo, how long have you owned the rental property that the Kellys were renting?
I've owned it for about 5 years.
And it's a house?
It's a home, yes.
You purchased it as an income-producing property?
Yes.
Did you have to do any work to the house when you purchased it?
Yes, we put about $30,000 in renovations in the house.
Do you have pictures of it?
After it was
after
remodeled?
The renovation?
Yes,
yes,
I do.
I'd like to see it. When did the Kellys begin their rental of the property? In what month and year?
It was October 21st, 2012.
And they have a lease?
Yes, they had a lease.
Was there a tenant prior to the Kellys renting?
There were, yes.
How many?
I think there was about 4 different tenants that have been there.
So these photographs that you gave me were after the renovation, but before the other two tenants?
These were before they moved in, yes.
These were the pictures that were taken in 2012.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I used those pictures to post online because they found the house through the internet off Craigslist.
What you're suing for is $5,000.
Correct.
You say that the Kellys destroyed the property.
Yes,
over the less than 2 years that they were there. You finally evicted them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you evict them in a formal process?
I did.
Do you have the notice of eviction?
I do.
I'd like to see it. Okay, you were legally evicted.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, so how do you have a counterclaim?
We filed a counterclaim.
For what?
For the harassment that we received from her.
Your harassment is that she forced you to move in one day, and it was very traumatic.
No, ma'am.
No,
as we say, we forced to move within 24 hours and had to take off from work. She owes us for $2,500 for pain and suffering, along with our lost wages. That's dismissed.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Don't you know how to clean an oven?
On 24-hour notice, you can't really clean
it. You had more than 24 hours notice, madam. You had plenty of notice because
the
courts don't evict you on 24 hours notice.
This one did. Because
I don't believe that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Jabo claims former tenants Jim and Kimberly Kelly caused damage to her rental home. She is suing for repair costs.
Your claim that you made was for $680 back rent.
Correct.
And $4,320 for property damage.
Correct.
That's the claim that you filed here.
Yes. That was part of the eviction.
Well, what happened with your claim for property damage?
That part hadn't been heard yet. We had to hear that part here in small claims court. Because when you file the eviction, you don't know what all the damages are to your property until they finally move out.
No, so you knew exactly what they were. You said $4,320 was for property damage.
Yes. The property damage actually is $6,345.
Just a second. So what I gather, you just evicted them and got a notice of eviction. Is correct. That correct?
I evicted them, and the count two was to be heard after the fact for damages.
Fine. I'd like to see pictures of the house when they were evicted, which is in...
I have pictures and I have...
the 17th of March.
I have a video clip as well, so you can see for yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to take a look at it. What are you people, nuts?
No, ma'am.
Well, you look like you're nuts.
How is that?
Stop.
I'm looking at this house.
Stop.
That's how.
Stop.
That's how. What were in the drums that were in the yard?
Nothing.
Why were they there?
I work in the construction business, and they at one time held driveway sealer in them. But they were empty. Everything in it was already used. They were empty.
So why didn't you get rid of them instead of making the house look like
because
a junkyard?
Because I reused them.
What?
I reused them.
Oh, my God.
When I go
God.
Pick up.
That's ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Don't you know how to clean an oven?
On 24-hour notice, you can't really clean
you had
an
more
oven.
Than 24 hours notice, madam. You had plenty of notice because
the
courts don't evict you on 24 hours notice.
This one did because
I don't believe that. Not a court in this country. This place is a disaster. I'd like to look at the video.
All right, I am taking video just to show, because it's hard to, the doorbell's not working. This is a broken window. You come in here to the front door, is all banged up.
Banged up?
You can see, it's hard, but you can see here how lumpy this is all from the punch marks. You can see all the signs of the roach infestation everywhere. And this is actually broken. There's supposed to be glass here. Here you can see the frame of the French doors is busted. And
we didn't do that.
See here all the dog food all over the floor. It's disgusting. It just smells disgusting here. They literally smells like
enough.
Human.
Enough. How much security deposit did you have from them?
$300.
$300. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The two of you would deal.
I got pulled over and went to jail.
Boy.
Now, his friend's mom is mad.
What happened with the car?
It got impounded.
Now she doesn't have the car anymore.
No.
Judge Judy.
There was only three things that was wrong with there. It was a broken window, there was a hole in the wall, and we were gonna take care of it, but she didn't give us any time.
13 years of being a landlord, I've never had to evict anyone. They were the first, and they absolutely trashed my house.
24 hours? That's a little time.
It wasn't 24 hours. As you know, eviction processes never are 24 hours.
We own a house now.
We just bought it.
I'm definitely gonna check people out. I didn't do that with them, and I paid for it.